Chapter 16, Section 1.2, Getting Probability Probably Sort of Right. As with most things in life, there exists huge amounts of uncertainty over which outcome will occur. This is only exceeded by a willingness of people to tell you that they would have chosen a different outcome if in fact you pick the wrong one. Fortunately, you can exploit this. First up is to use the Marquis de Condorcet's work and get everyone familiar with the business to assign probabilities and take the average of the lot. A more refined version is to use an information market. Information markets are fairly simple concepts that are fiendishly difficult in practice because of unintended consequences. A basic example of one is as follows. Let us assume we want to know from the company whether a project called X will fail to deliver or succeed. We create a bond, called Project X, which will pay a certain principal, for example $200, if the project is successful at a specified date but will return $0 if it is not. We give everyone in the company one bond and $200 as a bonus. We then let them trade the bond in our own internal market. Along with the nice thank you for a $200 gift, which has its own secondary benefits, the bond itself may be worth up to $200 or might be nothing at all. So, people will tend to trade it with others. If I expect the bond is 90% likely to fail, then I'll be over the moon to sell it to someone else for $40, the strike price, and a bit gutted if it subsequently succeeds as they cash in an additional $160 bounty, $200 the bond's principal, the $40 strike price. The price on the internal market will reflect the likelihood or not of the bond, i.e. the question asked. The use of such information markets is well over a decade old, but there can be lots of political complications in practice, particularly if you get an individual starting to make a small fortune on this. There's nothing wrong with that, they're somehow providing you accurate information on the future, but it can cause difficulties. I mention information markets more to point out that there are lots of ways of skinning Schrödinger's cat and finding probability. I'm certain there must be a good few books out there on this topic, so I'll leave that to the reader to go explore. The question on probability is always, how much is that information worth to you? The cheapest way is to guess yourself, the slightly more expensive way is to aggregate other people's guesses, and the far more expensive, but also far more accurate, tends to be the use of an information market. But let us assume our probabilities are right despite my reservations and those of the CFO. This doesn't mean one outcome will happen, it's just a probability. We must still roll the dice. Hence, what we know so far is that we have this opportunity to build an LFP system. There are two variants, in-house, public platform, and whilst the in-house variant gives a greater expected short-term return, the platform play prepares us for the future and the co-evolution of practice that will happen. Let us get back to our strategy loop and start looking at doctrine, especially the issue of managing inertia.